Well, hello today. Steve Reeve here of Mixed Mornings with Steve and Elizabeth. If you happen to miss the shows throughout the week, we are going to recap the very, very best of the best every week right here on the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Get every single daily catch up, get all of our bits and material and all the funnies in between, and you could even be a part of the show, of the podcast. Give us a call any weekday morning, 780-791-1037. Tell us what's on your mind.
Now, it's Mixed Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth. Mix 103.7.
It was a great weekend, including a successful weekend for the Firefighters Rooftop Campout.
Absolutely. Seventh annual, and they reached their goal of $40,000. Even though it was 75 hours on the roof instead of the original 100 hours.
Totally. So we had less time to give them our donations. We still hit it. We still hit it big time.
Well done for McMurray.
And I kind of felt like that was the case after seeing the turnout for the pancake breakfast. I mean, it wasn't quite over yet. They still had hours up there on the roof still till all of afternoon of Saturday for people to get their donations in. But I saw how busy that was and I was like, yep, things look like they're pretty well in hand, pretty well in the bag. Everybody smiling, live music. It's just such a good event. And those pancakes, I don't know what it is. When the firefighters are involved, the pancakes are the best in town.
Yeah, I had their open house ones last year.
Same
and they
deal.
Were great.
It's just delicious. Really great. Delicious. I was stealing the sausages off my girlfriend's plate.
Want these, right? You're not that hungry.
I put the donation in the thing. I can have the sausage. Yeah, no, it was so good, though. But it's kind of funny, though, because now I'm finding myself thinking about events around town in terms of how worthy they are for spending the gas money on them. Like with the pancakes. I'm like, these are worth it. Let's go up to Eagle Ridge.
Is this worth the drive up the hill? I'm going to Edmonton later this week. Is it worth the drive?
That's a lot of gas.
Yeah, no, it is, though. It is.
Yeah, the answer is yes. It's just you're going to be a little bit more upset looking at the receipt. Just becoming the hugest fan of the Joel McHale Show with Joel McHale. Sundays, Netflix, da-dum, is when you can catch it. And this one just killed me. They did a story about a clip. Best part is it's not just over a week. This is clearly over a year because you've got like this guy's backyard. It's like it's nice and sunny and then there's snow on it in one and then it looks like it's more like in fall. So you can tell that this is happening over a long period of time. But basically, man over in Scotland having some trouble with some sheep.
Last time I looked in this paddock, it was for my chickens. Now, get out of my garden! Look who's in my garden again! Ooh! Get out of my garden! Get out of my garden! Ladies, can I ask you nicely? Get out of my garden!
I feel like that's going to be sampled on like the next Ed Sheeran song or something like that.
It's so funny. That is my dad to a T when he
with the accent and everything.
With the accent. Well, it's British, not Scottish, but the same thing. And it would be either the dogs would somehow get into the garden or the chickens would escape and then the dogs would be after the chickens. And it would just, so he's yelling at the dogs a lot.
Well, something happened over the weekend trying to go to the final play, the final run of the Nurse Jane Goes to Hawaii play in the four-play drama series Candle Theater. Hearing such amazing things about the run, hearing that it's just the most hilarious, just an amazing cast. Had our tickets well in hand, but girlfriend placed the tickets by the entranceway so that we could grab them as we headed out the door. Then we both got ready really quickly. About 15 minutes to showtime, though, hits on the clock. And I say, we're out of time. We got to start going. So she grabs the tickets on her way to the kitchen to grab those new reusable sippy cups. You might have seen the theaters now. Yeah. You can drink inside them. Yay. She was so excited by that. And with good reason. But it's been sitting out and open like since the last time when it was washed after use. And so she wants to rinse it out. Any dust or whatever. I'm telling her, don't bother with mine. Like, sure, do yours. But we're out of time. Like, I don't care about this anymore. We'll get a drink if we can get a drink. We rush over to the theater, park, 5 minutes to spare, looking good. But she finds that those tickets aren't where she thought they were.
They're back at home.
That is how it turned out to be, by the sink. So when she took the lid off, rinsed out the cup, she set them down, left them there. I say, let's just keep looking as we walk towards the entrance. Let's at least, like, we're here, let's go. She's saying that she doesn't want to move. Like, nobody move. There's a situation here. Nobody move. We got to make sure that the tickets aren't in the truck before we go. By the time she decides, they aren't in the truck, it's past 8. Like, showtime has already begun. So she's like, well, let's just go in and buy some. And I'm like, no, like, they won't let us in. Or if they do, we're going to be the rude people coming in after the play has already begun. Yeah. Like, I'm late to too much in my life. Like, I'm putting my foot down. Not happening. So we drive home just to see that the tickets are there. Sure enough, they are. We decide we'll go back, at least catch after intermission. At least, like, we don't want to waste it. There's no chance to go tomorrow. It's the last day. But tension, right? Tension between it, because we had different ideas. She's like, no, let's just try. I don't care if it's embarrassing. And I'm like, no, we've been in this situation too many times. I'm putting my foot down. What do you think? What do you think is the better way to go here? Okay, let me phrase it as a question. One simple question. Is it better to be disruptive, like 5 minutes late? Or is it better to miss half the play?
It depends. Like, where are your seats? Like, if I could just grab a seat in the back, like the very back.
Yeah.
And then you just quickly sneak in, you're not obstructing anyone's view, and just sit down. And then in the second half, after intermission, go back to your seats.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would have done if was an option.
Well, and I didn't know how busy it was going to be in there, but I knew where our seats were. They were like front and center of like the bottom area, right in the thick of it. So everybody in that front area is getting disturbed.
And it's different when you're late for a movie, because there's nobody,
no live
people on
actors.
Stage.
Yeah, there's,
exactly.
There's nothing to distract.
Yeah.
The movie's just good. Plus you also get trailers. Like, you're good
exactly.
to go.
You have a little buffer
room. It is
room,
a different vibe when it's the theater. So
yeah, that's tough. I probably would have just tried to grab a seat in the back if that was an option, if it wasn't sold out.
You would have gone in.
Yep.
You would have gone in. I mean, clearly, we had a great time in the like second half of the play. They were hilarious, but there was a few jokes that were like, huh, I guess we must have missed something, right? Let us know. Let me know. Was I the jerk putting my foot down saying, let's not go in there? Should we have just tried? I want
to
know.
Did you have to sleep on the couch that night or?
No.
That's good.
Slept on the bed. We just didn't talk. You got some opinions on the situation.
Well, millennials are a little bit entitled, in my opinion, because I'm not on that side of the line. And they would just go in and disrupt whatever they wanted to disrupt. But our nice, respectful, older
That's funny. Well, I mean, like, me and my girlfriend are only like 2 or 3 years apart, and we like we couldn't have been further disagreeing. Like, she was just like, it's stupid to leave and go back. We're at the theater, and I'm like, it's stupid to not have tickets with us.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay for them twice, that's for sure.
Cheapskate me was also just like, no, they're sitting on the counter. You think it's just an age thing, that more than anything though?
Yeah, I find that millennials really don't have the respect that a lot of us older folks do. I hate to say it, but
I don't know if you do hate to say it. I think this is just how it is, folks. Oh my goodness. I don't know what's going on the roof there, Sarah, but thank you so much for the call.
The catch up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Taylor Swift is set to begin her Reputation tour tomorrow night, but took time to turn her final dress rehearsal into a special performance and pizza party for, 2,000 foster families, staying late for over 4 hours to meet everybody.
Definitely a very nice gesture to her fans, but when you think about it, she kind of has to take her time with these things, like with that last name, like Swift.
I mean, the jokes would just write themselves if she was just too quick with fans all the time.
But
bad scene.
You don't have to live up to the literal meaning of your name. I mean, my last name is Priest, and I'm definitely not a priest.
Fair thought, yep.
Janet Jackson is 2 steps forward and 1 step back in her career. She's about to receive the Icon Award at the 2018 Billboard Music Awards.
But the summer festival that she's headlining for 2 nights was just canceled. They should just surprise the hell out of everyone, I think, and just give her the Super Bowl halftime solo show like next year, but not tell anybody.
With
total
a
mystery.
Special JT appearance or no?
Well, he just did a solo. He did it
That's
himself
true,
this
yeah.
year. No, he's good. He's good. Besides, his career flourished after that, and hers kind of moving on. Dwayne The Rock Johnson just jumped into a conversation about a 2015 DJ Khaled interview where the mogul said he doesn't reciprocate when it comes to certain bedroom activities, the kind that requires a mouth.
Johnson said that he doesn't understand, as he, quote, takes great pride in mastering all performances. So if you listen closely, you can hear women everywhere just throwing on the Baywatch DVD into the machine yet again.
One more
hitting
time.
Hitting it on Netflix once again.
Don't call mom at lunch. She's busy. That's your daily catch up.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth.
Mix Mums Week. We're taking nominations all through last week, even into the weekend. And right now, you might be able to put two and two together here early morning, but Janine, we've got you on the line. Have you heard about this Mixed Mother's Day contest?
I did, yes, because I follow your guys' page quite a bit.
Nice.
I enter all your contests.
Well, this one was entered for you, and you're our first winner for Mixed Mums Week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, straight up. So Summit GM has helped us out with this. They're trying to support local. They've got a prize package that we're going to deliver to you on Friday. $400 to Higher Health and $100 to Ask Di Trattoria Restaurant.
Awesome.
That's
Happy
all
Mother's
yours
Day.
To pamper yourself. Do you know who nominated you?
Well, I only have one child.
Okay.
So I would hope it would be her.
Yeah, it is Chloe. She left a little message.
With help from Colleen.
Yeah, with help from Grandma. So I'm going to read it to you. She says, "Hi, my name is Chloe. I'm only 5, and I'm getting my grandma to enter my mama's name into this contest. I want my mama to win because it's only me, her, and the puppies. My mama always puts me first, make sure I have lots of snacks, make sure I have lots of activities and play dates. I love my mama, and I want something special for her. She works hard and needs some TLC. So if you want to make a little girl happy, pick my mama."
Oh, you guys making me tear up a little.
Well, it sounds like you deserve this and more, so congratulations, Janine.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, and thanks to Chloe. This is really, really sweet. Success from the rooftop camp out with the Fort McMurray firefighters helping out 5 local charities, local organizations, mm-hmm. and they hit their mark.
They did, and Scott was one of the firefighters who was up there. He's also part of the charities committee. Our reporter Brandon Piper spoke with him yesterday about the success of the event.
The camp out actually went way better than we expected. We thought there would be some uncertainty with us only having 475 hours instead of the usual 100. And then having it kind of in the warmer weather, or, you know, warmer than we're used to. So we weren't really sure how we would do. And, you know, we had a pretty lofty goal of making as much money as we did last year. And we are very proud to say that we actually made our goal. So we raised $40,000.
This year it was obviously really hot. So tell us about how you dealt with that.
The weather's always been an interesting dynamic because, I mean, for the most part, I mean, we've been doing it the same way for the last 6 years. And we always thought that, you know, people, if we're having too much fun up there, or if it's too easy, people, you know, you don't really have that sympathy factor. Like, people won't care as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if they're outside, like, oh, those guys are up there in minus 20, they must be freezing, I'm going to go give them money. So we've always had that assumption. And then based on, you know, this year's camp with the warmer weather, we saw, you know, more people come out, more families, more kids. So we're actually thinking the warmer weather might help us. So next year we might look at doing something similar.
I like it. I like the idea. Mm-hmm. But whenever it is, I mean, we're going to support it. This talent comes out. And for the record, I am feeling very, very charitable after our time up on the roof ourselves because of the 50 push-ups that I took off of the plate for the firefighters.
Are your arms
there.
Still sore from that? Oh, are you still recovering?
almost a week later. Yeah, absolutely. All the crazy fashions, the wild theme, the heavenly bodies. Let's get Catholic themes and make them sexy kind of thing going
basically,
on.
Basically.
Yeah. If you were going to be going to the Met Gala and your mom was in charge of wardrobe again, do you think that she'd be able to be up to the task? Because this is a big event.
This is fashion's biggest night. It's the biggest night of the year when it comes to fashion and celebrities and everything. I don't know. She's nailed Keanu College Gala. The Met Gala, step up. It's a bit of a step up, but you know what? I have all the faith in the woman.
Talk about it. I mean, I'm just looking at some of the photos now. I mean, Katy Perry only had a gigantic, like, 12-foot wingspan. Whatever.
Yeah. I think some of these dresses worth more than I'll ever make in a lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah, more than we'll ever see in our bank accounts.
Blake Lively from Gossip Girl. She was Serena on Gossip Girl, if you don't know. And from the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. She said her dress took over 600 hours to make. And it looks like it took over 600 hours.
I can see why.
It is phenomenal.
It's like hand embroidered.
Phenomenal. It's red, and the long trains were the theme of this year's event.
No chance of a flat tire at the Met Gala. Like, you're not going to be stepping on the back of somebody's feet because they're 18 feet away from you,
mm-hmm.
and fabric stretches from here to there. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just some of these photos. I love the photos of the, you know, the nicely posed ones, but really the aerial, more like the high up photos that they take where you're like, how much floor space are you actually taking up? That's a lot of real estate.
Well, and just imagine, like, they must change once they're done the runway part and all the pictures
like
are taken
it.
Because no one would be able to walk when you're actually in the building.
It's so extra. You can't even just enjoy a meal or get to the bar. Like, people are stepping on everything. It's ridiculous. I've always noticed that at award shows and stuff. Like, people show up on the red carpet and then you see them present and you're like, well, that's much different. More normal, much more reasonable to walk around backstage in.
There was a lot of teenage heartbreak I saw yesterday on social media as well, because Shawn Mendes and Hailey Baldwin, they officially made their red carpet debut. So they're, they're officially a couple. Yeah. Because they posted a picture on Instagram together, but apparently that doesn't matter.
For people who held out hope to get hitched to 2 Chainz, I know there's so many.
Yeah, I'm top of my list.
I just really want to see that on the wedding certificate. 2 Chainz and myself. Can't anymore.
No, he proposed to his longtime girlfriend, and I would hate this proposal. Yeah. It was on the steps of the Met Gala. Of course, there's hundreds of people around with tons of photographers. I would hate it. And she obviously looked very happy, but also I'm slightly embarrassed. Look at all these people around us.
I mean, the most important thing is that there was a yes involved, as we assume here, but look at her face. A little bit of a deer in headlights after that. Mm. This is a special day for our educators.
Yeah.
It is National Teacher Day.
Appreciation. Got to appreciate all those hardworking teachers. And I hadn't been to a school in a school for so long. And then after we did that We Love to Read Month, it just brought back all these memories. I'm like, yes, teachers, I don't know how you do it. Round of applause.
And things are totally round of applause is worthy, and I feel like things are different now too in classes, not just like the way that things run, but the way that classes are even set up. I'm like, what's a Promethean board? You know what I mean? Like, what the heck? That was we had overhead projectors, ma'am. We had shadow puppets.
Or if you got in trouble, then the teacher would make you clean the chalkboard brushes. And you're slamming them together, and there's dust everywhere, and
make sure you open the windows.
Yep.
Yeah, I still remember very, very well. If you've got a teacher that inspired you or inspires you, we want to hear you shout them out. Give us a call, 780-791-1037.
What about for you?
I've got lots. I've had, in different subjects and stuff, I've had different teachers over the years really inspire me. I've got mad respect for educators. One in particular, I guess, off the top of my head, I actually tried to get put on the name of the school. I don't know if you remember when Fort McMurray Composite High School was asking, hey, we're renovating. Maybe, should we change our name? They decided no.
This year.
Mm-hmm. Let's not do that. But I did put a name in, and that was one of the teachers that taught me at that school, Mr. Garth Miller.
Oh, okay. So, what about him? Did you like?
He taught language arts, taught English, literature, and also film. So I just loved that his appreciation of stories in general is something that I gravitated towards. I love stories, and he also said something that really stuck with me. It's funny, has no bearing on my profession as somebody who talks on the radio whatsoever. But he gave this speech, and I think it's more of like an intimidation on the first day kind of speech, where it was like, I hate repeating myself. I only have so many words in this life to use, and I'm not going to waste extra words on repeating myself to you. You listen the first time. And I did.
It worked. Yeah, that's really good.
It really, really worked. We have also got a special thank you from the classroom that we visited yesterday. Mrs. B's class over at Walter and Gladys Hill School. They were the winners out of the draw.
Yep.
Boston Pizza helped us out with some pizzas. We had a little party yesterday. It was a lot of fun. And the kids still wanted to share this message.
Thank you, Boston Pizza.
It was a party. Oh my goodness. Kids freaked out over
that.
And
now I know kids love cheese pizza. That's a very, very popular choice.
The cheese did not last.
The catch up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Medical doctor turned comedian Ken Jeong had to pause his stand-up set mid-routine to help with a medical emergency. He thought a woman in the audience was heckling him at first, till he realized she was just straight up having a seizure.
Definitely the right man for the job, but I wonder if he had to get used to people telling him when he killed it when he first switched from medicine to comedy. I mean, depending on the tone, they have very different meanings.
Oh man, you killed it. What? Who's dead? What happened?
The first Monday in May saw the Met Gala turning up the Catholic imagery last night. Rihanna looked like a pope, Sarah Jessica Parker had basically a full nativity scene on her head, and so many more were sporting religious symbols on their ensembles.
Bunch of cross-dressers.
Mm.
Get it? And speaking of the Met Gala, it was almost a bust for Katy Perry, though. The 1930s classic jalopy that she arrived in at one point just wouldn't start up again on the ride there.
It begs the question, why didn't she just fly the rest of the way? I mean, those wings were big enough to be put to good use.
They spend a lot of money on them.
Bigger than the Victoria's Secret models' wings
straight
for their
up,
runway.
Straight up. Mm. Like, I think that was probably the directive. It was just like, you know, Victoria's Secret angels? Yeah, but like three times that. Please and thank you. They should actually fly her there. Honestly, that would have been the only way that she could have won. That's your daily catch up.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth.
This summer is upon us. It is beautiful outside. It is going to stay beautiful for months now. We got to take advantage. And one thing I love is outdoor eats, summer eats.
And there is a lot of that.
Oh my goodness.
In Fort McMurray in summer. The last year is my first full summer here. And
your first time experiencing just how crazy we are about barbecues.
During the weekday, during the weekends. Anytime, you could go anywhere and get a free barbecue if you wanted to do so.
But some of them slip through the cracks is the problem, is that you don't know about all of them. There's so many that go on, but we want to help out with that. We want to make it so that you come to Mix 103.7, you know where all the free or by donation summer barbecues are, not just barbecues, pancake breakfasts, picnics, meals, anything like that.
I know of one already happening this Saturday. The RMWB has an event at the Legion from 11 to 3 for Emergency Preparedness Week.
Yeah.
So part of that includes a barbecue.
So, and I mean, that's just so you can get your whole family 72 hours ready.
Mm-hmm.
It is, this whole week is Emergency Preparedness Week. So, I mean, that's hilarious. We're starting, when's the next pancake breakfast? When's the next barbecue? Why, it's already this weekend.
There's probably one today.
I bet you any money. So let us know. So what we have done is we're starting a hashtag, guys. So you can use that Facebook. You can use that on Twitter. You can email us, whatever. Any way you want to get in touch is all gravy. But the hashtag is SummerEatsYMM. If you put that in there, give us the details about where and when.
Yep.
And we will spread the word.
And we'll put a blog post together at the end of the week. And then you can just go and be like, oh, I'm hungry. I want free barbecue. And then we'll find it. And a lot of them are obviously for organizations and whatnot. So you can help an organization at the same time. Just throw in a toonie, whatever you can do.
It's a cheap lunch. It's an affordable lunch. You're helping out with a good cause. You're getting some sunshine. It's all a win-win. So hashtag Summer Eats YMM. Lady Gaga, she doesn't want to be doing music no more, it seems.
This really surprised me.
Yeah.
Especially because she had such a big last couple of years with hosting the Super Bowl. That was two Super Bowls ago.
Yeah.
And just watching her documentary that came out on Netflix last year, it just seemed like she really enjoyed it.
I'm getting the feeling that this is one of those things where, you know, time will tell. We'll see how long she actually sits outside of the music spotlight and see if that actually sits well with her. But, I mean, as it has been officially announced, she says she's not making music anymore. She's focusing on different things. The only appropriate way to address this is with a proper eulogy for Lady Gaga's music career. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Born of a songwriting gig, Lady Gaga's music career entered the world in April of 2008 with the single Just Dance.
Early life was good for Lady Gaga's career, opening up for the Pussycat Dolls and frequently reaching number one status on the music charts.
Less than 2 years later, her career earned two Grammy Awards.
Then came a collaboration with Beyoncé, the Guinness World Record for fastest-selling single, Saturday Night Live appearances, and the unbreakable status of the first person to amass more than 1 billion combined YouTube views.
The music career of Lady Gaga has had a healthy and storied existence.
However, the first signs of declining health became apparent in 2016 when Lady Gaga told ET she was questioning whether she wanted to keep going.
Now, in the name of focusing all her attention on making face goop to make you look prettier, Lady Gaga's music career will be laid to rest until whenever she gets bored and unretires.
Her career is survived by millions of little monsters with their claws up.
The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Shawn Mendes, whose tour comes to Edmonton in June of next year, has been the subject of much relationship fantasizing after a clip of him fixing date Hailey Baldwin's train for perfect posing at the Met Gala went viral. Everybody now wants him for a boyfriend.
As if they didn't before. I'm just saying.
Eligible
but
bachelor.
But you also have to remember he's 19 years old,
yeah.
Which I did not realize until a couple of weeks ago. So watch for
that. That's why he's got such a baby face. Because he's a baby. I get it.
For music lovers, there are two pieces of good news. Jack Black announced the sequel to Tenacious D's pick, gotta say that carefully, of Destiny movie, and both Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter will be back for Bill and Ted 3.
Crossover time. Seriously though, make it happen. These movies are being developed at the exact same time. They're all about music, and I really just want to see the Grim Reaper jamming with Tenacious D. That's bucket list style. Something that people have been asking Madame Tussauds for has been revealed. There is a new wax work depicting Meghan Markle.
And her brother has already sent a figure, a mean letter.
Yeah.
The figure of mean letter.
Yeah, yeah. He got a little confused. He thought it was actually her. So thought he'd to do the little digging, you know.
I think he just has a bunch on the back burner and just, okay, yep, here's something else about Megan I don't like. Let's send out another letter to the media.
Guy seems like a jerk. And that is your daily catch-up. We got to get into this. Unfortunately, there are some things said on Twitter in 2016 by Jan Arden. And if you are on Facebook or Twitter at all in the last 24 hours, you know this has to be a big deal. It's got to be the biggest deal in the history of ever. Oh, my goodness. Disparaging things. Here, I just found a tweet from 2016. This is officially from Jan Arden's Twitter account, at Jan Arden. It says, just landed from the UK. The hashtag Fort Mac fire is just horrible. Sending love to all my friends and family who work up there. Oh, wait, hang on. Maybe that's the wrong tweet from 2016. Okay, I've got another one here. This is definitely the one that everybody's got to be mad about, okay? This is an official tweet from at Jan Arden on Twitter from 2016. I've been texting hashtag Red Cross 30333 to donate $5 to the fine folks in hashtag Fort Mac Fire. Government will match every dollar. Oh, right. Maybe it's just not that big of a deal at all. By the way, also, I mean, I find it hilarious that people are calling for a boycott because of an innocuous tweet. Even Jan herself has said on Twitter since then, she's got way worse stuff for you to dig up than that. She's not too worried about that one. But people calling for a boycott, I guess. People who are trying to get the attention put on them. The boycott is kind of a little bit too late because it might actually be too late if you want to go. This is pretty much sold out, guys. There are some tickets left. I don't want to tell you it is completely sold out. There are a handful of seats available if you are dying to see Jan Arden in October. And I can't blame you. It's been a while since she's been here. Canadian treasure. Go to keanu.ca/theater to scoop yourself up one of those last few tickets.
The catch up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Austin Powers could be coming back. Mike Myers announced that he is very interested in making another sequel for the series, but from the perspective of Dr. Evil. And he tells us to start the campaign, please. Well, in response, I say start the Kickstarter page, my friend. Just ask for what Super Troopers 2 made. $4 million. I think it's doable, actually. Keeping on the topic of movies, Iron Man lost his suit. The original red and gold Mark III Iron Man costume, valued at $325,000 US, disappeared from a prop storage warehouse in LA this week. The LAPD are not investigating the Vulture from Spider-Man Homecoming, but I kind of wish they would. You know, anything to get them off my trail. And finally, Cardi B has opened up about her security detail, getting into a scuffle with a self-professed autographed hound following the Met Gala on Monday. And although she didn't say this, all she really needs to say, in my opinion, is, I'm pregnant. Remember? Guy's all up in her face, she's got a security detail. Yeah, I think they might rough him up a little bit in that case. They're protecting a pregnant lady. That's just my two cents anyway. All this week, we've been announcing moms. Today's no different. It's Mix Moms Week with help from Summit GM. And we're going to be delivering the big, huge, amazing prize packages tomorrow afternoon to all of the moms we've been naming through this week. Thank you again to everybody who nominated. We've got Dawn now. I've got good news for you.
Oh, what is that?
Well, you are one of our five winners for this week for Mix Moms Week. You've won, courtesy of Summit GM, proud to support local, $400 to spend however you want at Higher Health Clinic and $100 at Asti Trattoria Restaurant.
Get out of here!
$500 prize value.
Oh my God! Who put my name in? Can you tell me that?
I can tell you. In fact, get ready. Get the tissues because your sister Tina helped your niece, her niece Mackenzie, enter this in. She said, my mom is my best friend. Why, you ask? Because she's always there for me. She makes sure I have clothes, food, and people in my life that are nice to me. She teaches me the right way to treat people and to always think of the positive things in our lives instead of dwelling on the negative. She's very smart. I am 8 years old and she still has a lot to teach me. I love my mom. I am glad she is the one that made me. I love the way she loves me and smiles at me even when I know she could be frustrated over things I've done. I am a kid, remember? But she puts up with a little more than that than most moms, and that is why I want her to have a very special day because she is a very special mom. I love her. Love Mackenzie Jordan Collier.
Oh my God,
Oh my God.
Isn't that great?
You just made my, like, my day, my week, my year. Like, you have no idea.
The love and family going on right here. I just talked to Tina this morning too, so I could make sure I could get a hold of you this morning.
Oh, being a mom is hard, especially when you have a child with a disability. So that is, like, you have no idea. You just made my day.
Oh, Dawn, I'm so happy about that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Have a great day. Have a great Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth.
I can tell you with some serious assurances, though, that were Elizabeth here, she would be gloating. Can you guess why? It's why Canada is gloating right now. It's all because of the Jets. They're flying high forever. But they are moving on. They have destroyed the Predators, and now really taking a look at the Golden Knights. Well, not today, tomorrow. The other side of things for the semifinals kicks off today between the Lightning and the Capitals. So all eyes on the Jets, though. I mean, one Canadian team left in the four, and all eyes are on them, including two that belong to Elizabeth Priest, as often as she can possibly spare them. So I hope that she is gloating, hope she's enjoying, and I hope that she has a chance to go and check out one of the games in the semifinals, maybe even the finals. Expensive, but worth it. I love the saying, the little things, there's nothing bigger, is there? I am a true believer in this, and little moments in life should be celebrated and should be magnified. This is one of those moments. It can happen just about any time, and when you do have it happen to you, it is such an amazing feeling, particularly this time of year when allergies are ramping up. Just yesterday, I had a friend over who was dealing with the allergies on the outside of everything, then came over to my place where I've got a cat, forgot about that whole allergy to cats thing that he's got going on. So now he's dealing with the sneezes inside as well. It's brutal. But there is that silver lining moment when your nose just clears out both nostrils. I'm talking both nostrils, not just one, both of them, for like 5 seconds, and you've got a chance to actually breathe again before, you know, inevitably one or two are going to just clog right up again. Lovely feeling. But when it does clear up, it's like the whole world is opening up for you. It's your oyster. It's all you. And that's the perfect time to actually pop like a Benadryl or something like that, because you can actually swallow.
The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment. Mix 103.7.
This time with help from Jaren from the news team. In what is likely a reaction to Rihanna stating that she and Drake are no longer friends in a recent interview, Drake has unfollowed Rihanna on Instagram. Gasp! But is that really news?
Well, let's find out. I'll just change names to normal people names. In what is likely a reaction to Becky stating that she and Kyle are no longer friends in a recent interview, Kyle has unfollowed Becky on Instagram.
Nope.
Not news.
No. But this part is, actually.
Rihanna's home in L.A. wasn't only burglarized. The suspect allegedly turned a spot into an Airbnb and stayed the night.
She's fine, though. She knows how to say SOS. We know this. But I'm guessing they were probably just trying to get their hands on her new lingerie line, or I guess anything she's even touched would be good enough. And don't despair just yet, friends. A handful of great Fox shows, including Brooklyn Nine-Nine, were canceled yesterday due to low ratings, whatever that means, in 2018. But Andy Samberg's NYPD comedy could be saved.
Several streaming services have already made their move to save the show, and people are saying Hulu is the most likely new home. But that's just until Netflix sees my Brooklyn Nine-Nine binging analytics.
Yeah, all I gotta do is just to click onto your account, scroll down. Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe we should get that show. I hope so anyway, because that means I don't have to get an account for anything else. That's your daily catch-up.
Thanks for listening to Mix Mornings and More. We've got a new episode every Friday. Subscribe now on iTunes or find everything at mix1037fm.com.